Mr. R. Kyanka, I have just received my first confirmation to join an adult mailing list on this particular email address ever. I'd like to ask you exactly how juvenile your biggest fans are, but they're obviously proving their status of clueless netgeeks already. I'm surprised, considering your own self-inflated image of how you apply a strictly entertainment-only website, that you allow this to happen! And I question the level you disclaim spews regarding spam and unsolicited email clogging the net. Kindly remove my email address from your website immediately and post on your website, both inside and outside your forums, a statement to desist this activity. Do not include my email address in your statement, but make it perfectly clear who your donkeys need to be avoiding. I want a complete copy of your post regarding my requested withdrawal of personal information. Although I find your witty banter, somewhat entertaining, I'm sending you and www.somethingawful.com a final reminder that my kids use this PC. Please keep the level of your adult's contact outside the boundaries of adult content, as I am legally holding your company responsible should they view anything pornographic in my inbox. It might be fun for you and me to play out shit the moron, but if my kids hit receive and see what El Moth sent to my PC, then legal action will go further than just the sender. He stroke she stroke it has been duly notified that this is not a practice I encourage, nor hold as a bit of a laugh. I take it very seriously. He stroke she stroke it had one big warning shot. If you want to keep this on a textual format, then so be it. At least ask your reprobates to try and make it personal, as their current methods resemble a weak gathering of half-assed nethacks who like to think of themselves as hackers because they hold a frickin' Hotmail account. Not that I'm criticizing the retards who've tried to correspond in one-syllable insults. Personally, the problem I have with your hacks' current text in their unimaginative emails is their absolute tendency to use the words gay, fag, and cocksucker, all of which I find lacking in originality and exposing themselves as unoriginal, adolescent, homophobic fools. They have less net savvy than a miscarriage, and I'm willing to tackle these fools via email as long as they learn to pay homage to my feet after the retard asses figure out exactly who is better at flaming. But could you inform your adults who are replying to the shite I opt that gave you conniptions, then a reply to whoflungdung@hushmail.com. I'd like to keep my kids away from the base level your cohorts are replying with. And also, if you could enlighten them that insulting people doesn't necessarily have to include rehashed JPEGs they might find amusing, but have been around since Usenet was the be-all and end-all of this kind of verbal therapy. And let them know that a single attachment from them will be sent back tenfold on the first reply, and doubled stroke tripled stroke etc. for each attempt thereafter. Should be an easy task, but I see you've already brainwashed the mindless fuckers to obey your whim with unoriginal homo insults and trying to subscribe me to porn newsletters. At this point, I'm willing to ask the obvious. Exactly how many stay-at-home wankers do you call okay subscribers? And how do you relate to them? It's not a hard stretch from here to imagine what you want to say, and you will say as a reply. I am perfectly willing to be abused on your shitty little site, had your chicken ass not banned me, but when my kids get to read the tripe that your minions are sending, including illegally sent porn, then I'm game for who's laughing next. Including lawsuits. My back is up on this, and again, I leave this in your court to call a truce and obey my requests. You can either keep my ban intact, or allow me to take on the best of your juvenile attack squad on your grounds. Create a forum that only the band can post in, and your cohorts can reply in, if you're man enough. Call it the band, or attack squad, whatever you wish. Or you could always chicken out, as I'm guessing you will. I don't think you can handle unbridled in-your-face replies from an educated source. I say my mind, always have done and always will. I am willing to get a grilling from your donkeys, as long as it's in your forum, with your ability to tell who is a shit. And under the guidelines that your website set out, UDNA, the initial policy I ignored. This gets to your donkeys out of my email so my kids can receive theirs without having to put up with the mindless ass-fucking drivel your judge and jury only seem capable of rendering, and moving into the very same court you judged me on. Sound okay by you, Mr. Kayanka? Let's put this in perspective. You have £5.71 of my money. It's not much. I have many ways to regain that, metaphorically speaking, including getting all 46 offices in my company, that's over 450 T1 connections, to spend 10 minutes a day searching for your site on Google, it's number 5, and hitting RMB, backspace, repeat, ad infinitum for as long as this takes. It's a costly lesson to teach, but when I paid my hard-earned money to a retarded backwood website, I expected a bit of recompense when you assholes didn't have the hardware up that allowed me to even view what I paid for. Forgive me! I'm a rabid fucker who's fun-loving. Thus my staff adore me. Count the cost of being a jumped-up prick who thinks he's untouchable in the equation, and I don't exactly think you'll be paying your bandwidth bills in a couple of months' time, barring one of you losers winning the lottery. I find it almost amusing that a crap website, run by an asshole who spends so much time fighting spews, but allows its own members to proliferate spam to somebody you personally chose not to like, still runs and hosts a website like yours. Can you see the hypocrisy here? Tell me, does this make you the absolute hypocrite of the year? And can I post your email address under this form of web war, knowing it's paid bandwidth on your part, in a selection of hand-picked, troll Usenet newsgroups, to make my losing £5.71 less of the burden your minions are trying to make it? You'll note that none of my reply tactics have been illegal thus far. They never will be, without permission. And should this come to a court session, anything I do to cost you money will not be admissible, as simply clicking on a Google link or replying with a 50-megabyte bitmap with text on it is not exactly deemed protocol, but legal nonetheless. It's your bandwidth. I don't pay for mine. If you want to play a generically infantile war on email, then you and only you will be held responsible. If you wish to further the level of dialects between us, then please tell your donkeys to refrain from sending porn or hooking me up with the same spam websites that got you guys had nothing to do with before getting whacked on the spews list, hypocrite. It's no wonder a retard professional troll site like yourselves got whacked in on that. You're nothing more than the epitome of what you say you aren't, asshole. That's my rules, and I don't take money to start discourse with retards. You apparently charge for the opposite, and I apparently do my research. Should you really want to know exactly why I'm out for war on www.somethingawful.com, it's your attitude, boy. Your first reply to me was out of order. I can take a faceful of your kind's garbage, so long as it's delivered in a humorous way, but I'll never take a faceful of gobshite from an unsubstantiated, hypocritical imbecile who is so full of his venom that it takes over his entire ability to actually reply without hitting the defense button whilst it's always set on auto. And that's you, an insecure web freak loser with the ability to try and break a newbie down to submission. And you'll never do that to me. I've been online since your mama took you out of diapers, kid. So don't fuck with me on the shit issues you're starting this rant on. You're defenseless outside your own tribe of geeks, and you know it. In short, I'll take all of your simple-minded trolls on via text emails, should you not be man enough to allow access to what I paid for. But tell them to keep adult content. Porn. The fuck out of my inbox. I will hold you unduly accounted for anything my kids see that one of your donkeys sends from now on. It's your war, but my rules. So have the balls to haul me up in front of your own kind with the ability to shout back, coward. Thank you for your time. Feel duly notified on the game you started playing.